All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at Batman Hush, which is another animated movie from Warner Brothers. It's directed by Justin Copeland. The story is by Ernie Altbacker, and it's based on the comic series called Batman Hush. And it stars Jason O'Mara, Jennifer Morrison, Garfield Arend, and Jerry O'Connell. And the synopsis is an adaptation of the Batman Hush storyline by Jeff Loeb and Jim Lee. So the movie starts off with Bruce Wayne being at a party. He has a friend that is just super pro Bruce Wayne, whose name is Thomas Elliott. He's a doctor. Selina Kyle shows up, and Bruce Wayne's confused because at least the last time for this story, he would have saw her slightly given up having a life in crime. Alfred pulls him away, lets him know that there's a child that's been kidnapped. While he's trying to investigate the child being kidnapped, he goes up against Bane. He defeats Bane, and then Catwoman runs off with the money that would have been the money for the kidnapped kid for some reason. A person from the League of Assassins comes to him and lets him know that someone has used the Lazarus Pit. They don't know who it is, and they want his assistance. Batman tries to go find who this person is, and he's almost killed. And then that's where we'll stop. This movie really is about what would happen if Catwoman and Batman, or Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle, developed a relationship. So there's a whole large section of this where they are in a relationship. Bruce Wayne's sitting there reading a newspaper and drinking OJ. And then Selina Kyle comes down and sits on his lap, and they're all hugging and kissing. Then there's still this air, can they trust each other? And then the story for this is also kind of dark. There's a couple of deaths in the movie. There's also some crossover. They go to Metropolis, and then Lex Luthor is also somehow involved in all this. You also have some of the classic Batman villains, like the Joker, Harley Quinn, and then the Scarecrow. Really just is a lot of different Batman villains with this. What happens if Batman and Catwoman team up? Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne are in a relationship, openly in a relationship. I will say that I like this. Probably not at the top tier of the Warner Brothers animation. Again, that Batman versus TMNT, that one was pretty good. This one is okay. So the voice acting is done well. Part of the problem is that for some of these Warner Brothers movies, that they keep changing the voice actors. I think the last one was Troy Baker, Batman versus TMNT. This one is Jason O'Mara, who has done that before. And then sometimes the actor Bruce Greenwood, who also does a lot of TV stuff, also voices. So having said all that, and again, with the way that the story has progressed, and I don't normally read comics and did not read this one, but I liked all the twists and turns in it, and it gets a little creepy at certain points. So I'm going to give this a 6.5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.